into the microphone.
I know. Happy oh, no.
We're going.
Oh, here we are. And it's now 2025.
And been a long time.
It's been a few stinking weeks. My goodness.
Like almost 2 months.
I think
it was,
we're recovered. I don't know.
It, just the whole holiday season.
Holiday
was...
hangover.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so here we are, 2025. Rolling into a new year. Paid my stinking taxes.
Good.
On the 31st. I mean, if I could send them at 11:59 and 59 seconds, I would do that.
With multiple FUs on the
What did he say?
I hate the tax people.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
forget
I mean,
you.
We talk, that's what the F meant.
Yes.
We talked last year just about the whole home valuation and the scam.
Yeah.
That it is that they will assess your home every year when they know home values are going up and just charge you more taxes every year.
And I'm telling you, like the whole thing, when you start really thinking about it, like, why do we pay taxes every year on something we own? Because you don't really own it. Our government owns everything, and they are going to rip you off, force you to pay, and you don't even know what you have to pay, but you better pay it. And yeah,
when you turn like 75 in Alabama, you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah,
property taxes. Then you can own your stuff.
Hey,
apparently.
And then whenever you die, they're going to take half of it, so you can't give it to your family.
There's ways to shield that.
But the bad thing is that you have to figure that stuff out. You shouldn't have to. Like it, you know, the whole thing. I do get irritated, and the fact that there's a lot of people talking about now the. How income tax is, and really, legitimately, our last semester of chiropractic school, I remember a tax attorney came in because they were talking a lot more about the business stuff going on in your practice whenever you graduated. And he came in, and I had heard about a couple different doctors at the school that didn't pay their taxes. And of course, that was absurd. Like, who doesn't do that? And then the tax attorney came in, and he was talking, gave his whole little spiel, and then he said, we're going to open up for questions. And the first question was, isn't it true that income tax is illegal and you don't have to pay it? It's a voluntary tax. And of course, like half the class is like laughing. I'm like, well, who is this cuckoo guy? Like what in the world? That there's no way. And the tax attorney said, I get this every time. It's the number one question. He said, and I'm just going to tell you this. It is 100% true. You do not have to pay your income tax. They cannot legally force you to pay income tax because it is against the law to charge income tax in the United States. He said, but my advice to you is if you want to live a stress-free life, pay your taxes. So it's the mob.
I figured out the fix.
Yeah.
We just have to get on the other end of it, like the British royal family.
Yes.
Because they just got a $56 million raise.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess they just ask for it and then the government gives it to them.
Well, there you go.
So that's the fix. We need to just determine that we are the sovereign kings.
There we go. I'm the king of my...
But
acre.
I need somebody else to pay me taxes.
That's right.
Just for being
awesome.
The king, for representing them well.
I have heard things like if you bury somebody in your yard and it becomes a cemetery, then you no longer have to pay taxes and they can't ever take your land from you.
Where do you
it's
find
cemetery.
This person to bury?
I'm going to start looking.
Awesome. Yes. So if we can just figure out how to get on the other side of taxes where other people just pay us to represent them. We are the representatives of That's Interesting, and if you would like to pay us a tax, we will gladly take that.
charitable contribution.
That's right. 501c3. No, we're not. No, I'm not advertising that. So don't think you're getting a tax write-off by sending us money.
And the crazy thing is that our ancestors started a revolution over a 2% tax on one item.
On tea.
And we, oh my goodness, how much we pay in taxes.
It's a lot more than 2%. A lot more than 2%.
I do get very irritated, and sometimes my language gets worse around tax season because I can't stand.
I hate it.
Oh my gosh. I hate
it. Yes. It took me a couple days to recover after sending that check electronically on the last day that I could send it.
Me too. That's when I did it. And I actually forget where I was headed with it.
That's all right. Taxes will give you amnesia.
They do. Make you want to fight people.
Exactly. So the king certainly has no shortage of taxes, but do you know what there is a shortage of?
I have heard.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That is way worse.
I mean, that will cause another uproar for some people.
Josh.
I mean, people love the Dunkin'.
Josh
coffee.
Apparently does not.
Well, I mean, we do have crispy. We do have Krispy Kreme in the deep south. And
Krispy Kreme is not my jam.
I mean, you can, about four of them is worth one normal donut.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's probably Dunkin's just because that's kind of what we grew up going to before hunting. Mm. So,
yeah. That is true. I remember that well. Right beside a McDonald's in Clearfield. Yep. It was good stuff. So here's something also money related that was in the news this week. So Tennessee basketball, ranked number one.
Okay.
They've only got one loss. Their top player, scorer, Chaz Lanier. So the other day, I forget who they were playing, but it was a close game. They only won by four.
Right.
But the coach pulled Chaz Lanier out of the game. And in the post-game interview, his explanation to the media was he was not doing what he's being paid to do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First college coach to sort of just lay it out on the carpet that, like, these guys are kind of employees now. I mean, Chaz Lanier's valuation was at, like, $1.7 million.
Wow. Yeah.
So I guess. I mean, it's no longer just you're here to grow and develop as a student athlete. Like you're an employee who's being paid to do a job, and if you don't do it, like there'd be consequences to it.
Well, so. And that's I think that's probably a good thing because it really is that way now. Like you're making that much money.
Mm-hmm. Well, the expectations have to be set.
Yeah. Write it down. And I'm sure they're starting to do that. Last year, I don't think they did it at all. And it was just the Wild West for the past couple of years.
Right.
But I think they must
It's got to move towards contracts and agents and for all these
kids.
Men and women, kids that
kids.
Are playing sports. Yeah. Cody was even telling me one of his friends is a cross-country runner at Florida State. And, it's not $1.7 million, but even in cross-country in D1, they're getting stuff, whether it's just free shoes. I mean, the school gives them free shoes, I'm sure. But more than that, you know, whether it's makeup or whatever, they're getting NIL even in the lesser sports, not to the – same degree financially, I'm sure, but
there are sport specific products that need to be advertised, and those if I were there, I'd be doing it.
Right, we got to get one of them to wear a That's Interesting t-shirt.
Yeah, here's $10.
Exactly.
And a free
t-shirt. there's more where this came from.
10 more bucks.
Exactly. So on the financial end as well, we're rapidly coming up on the old TikTok deadline. What, by January 19th? TikTok has got to be divested from ByteDance, its Chinese ownership.
Such a, I tell you.
Yeah.
Such a, it is, I mean, it is, I guess, just comical to me that the hypocrisy of, hey, we're all about free speech, but China's not, so we're going to buy it and let, and we know all these social media companies in the United States have already been censoring
speech.
They're
backtracking now.
Yeah. Except
they got rid of their fact checkers.
Literally, my buddy just texted me and told me that he had posted something, and all it was a list of radio stations, and they removed it from Facebook, said it was violating their standards on Facebook.
Oh, they're trying to... It's like Biden with his... last-minute pardons all these executive orders.
I know what I said.
Fact-checkers are going out. They're trying to remove every post they can.
It's interesting.
It is. January 20th. So if it's... Yeah. Or January 19th, if they're not divested, which I haven't heard a whole lot.
I don't know if they're
moving towards that or what. Although they've gotten some positive communication from Donald Trump about him kind of standing up for TikTok. He was against it at one point, and I think now he's like, we love the TikToks.
Yeah. So. I don't know. It's interesting. I get a lot of good, there is a lot of good information on TikTok. X, there's a lot on there. I don't know. Like, all I see on, I don't know what the deal is with Facebook or Instagram. It's just tons of ads anymore, it seems like. So, which I get that a lot on TikTok and not so much on X, but just
ads.
That's
all, I mean, that's their purpose ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're selling time
to
advertisers because, hey, people are engaged. Our average user is engaged for 3.4 hours a day.
Yeah.
So that's what they sell to advertisers. Okay, well, I'll advertise with you for $10 billion, whatever.
Just that, but the people on there, that's all they do is sell stuff. Everybody's just selling stuff. So
right.
It's interesting.
It is. I think there's obviously some good that can come from Reels or TikToks or whatever. I mean, it's people on the ground. I think you still have to wade through the...
Yeah.
I mean, there's just such a gamut of stuff out there that, you know, what's real?
Right.
What's... doctored, because I mean, honestly, if we're gonna say the government doctors things, people are technical enough nowadays to make a video that can look really real with doctored things in it, changed, altered, and whether it's, I mean, the words, I don't think they're real good at that yet, because you can usually tell when somebody's mouth is not moving to the words.
It's getting closer, though.
But it's getting closer. And so, honestly, you just have to be very discerning about anything you see in video format.
Yeah.
Or audio.
It is really, it's really getting difficult. Like, I mean, because even... shifting into the Enron egg, like, because I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that you're like, what in the world is that real? Like,
Cody, my son, came to me and he brought this. He's like, Dad, have you seen this? And Enron was well before his time, and the collapse of that whole energy sector and all the the embezzling that was being done, Ken Lay and I forget the others, the
Richard Schilling, Causey.
Schilling, Jeffrey Schilling or Skilling, something like that. You know, those guys raked billions of dollars off of that company, and those the company went bankrupt essentially, and so this popped up with this Enron egg, which is a supposed at-home nuclear reactor. So there were several things that raised a flag when Cody brought it to me.
Right.
Enron, okay, bankrupt energy company, and at home, I'm not sure we've perfected that we're going to put nuclear material into people's homes and perfected the art of individual home powering with a nuclear reactor.
Yeah, but it was very professionally done, I would say. And so it does make you go, there's no way. Like, that was kind of my...
It was all very vague. The scrolling... I looked at their website. The scrolling tag was the world's leading company.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like on Elf. Yeah. The world's best cup of coffee.
Yes.
Congratulations,
guys. Exactly. You did it.
What's this? What's that? Tastes like a crappy cup of coffee.
It's the world's best cup of coffee.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just a lot going on and, you know, right down to the power. I did see a relating to the power companies in L.A. They had tracked surges in the power lines.
Yeah.
There's some company that monitors that stuff, and right in the areas where the fires started, there were like sparking air, whether it was like something came in contact with the lines that caused an arc or
like a laser.
Maybe a laser. I'm sure there's a video out there.
Uh-huh.
But something, obviously, they had strong winds, coupled with fire starting somehow. It's crazy. It's not an area you would think, if it has to do with money, that you know, those guys would pay to be better protected.
I mean, you've seen all the stuff with the fire chief and all that, or no?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean,
I know he was going after the mayor because they cut funding.
Yeah, it's way worse. Yes. So, like, it's like all this DEI and all this, you know, global warming, and, you know, we've got to protect this fish. And so they emptied the reservoir, and none of the fire hydrants had any water because, you know, they were protecting this fish. And, you know, there were so many things that were mishandled, like, for years. But I think that it, and then of course they don't do controlled burns. They don't do anything with their trees or their bushes because they've got
to
protect the trees.
Have you been to
California? I've not. But
it's so brown.
Really?
Like, honestly, like when you cross the Rocky Mountains, I mean, obviously they have some green trees and stuff there, but just the area is so just dry and brown, and it just always, to me, as we flew over into San Diego, or we flew into LA, but everything was just so, it looked like it was a tinderbox just ready to go up, even just driving
around. To that point too, I would say, like, and I know this isn't the conspiracy zone, but it also like, to that point, when you look at the fires there, the fires in Lahaina, the fires in a lot of these places where it just the dwellings burnt for the most part. And there are trees right beside the houses. And in between two houses that burnt, there's a tree that's just completely fine. Even the leaves on the trees are okay. And it's very odd to see some of the things. And again, we have cars that metal has melted on the cars. The windshields have melted on the cars. And that doesn't happen on normal fires. But they're saying, oh, yeah, this is completely normal. Really interesting tidbit. Did I tell you, you know, the Olympics are coming to L.A. In 2028. Mm-hmm. Do you know that they were planning on being a smart city prior to the Olympics being there? Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the common denominator with
all
these places.
They'll have all new stuff for the Olympics.
They will. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's going to be built, I'm sure, the way that they intend on building it, which is smart city. Mm-hmm. So, it is.
I mean, which honestly is, people want that. Like, they want to be connected. They want their home to just walk in. And I mean, and I don't know if that's all what you're referring to is smart city, but like, hey, turn on my lights.
Yeah,
and
that's,
everything is internet connected. And
that is partly it, but it's also connected to the connection. And the connection being like, they already do it in China, where if you, you know, use too much electricity at your house one day, then you are flagged, and now you have to walk to work the next day because you can't get on public transportation. Yeah. Smart cities, 15-minute cities, go on the World Economic Forum, their website, and they have a whole, like, they have a commercial, and it's not a joke like the Enron one is.
Yeah.
You'll think, there's no way, like, there's no way. But if you look at their plans for these smart cities or these 15-minute cities, that's what they wanted to do in Lahaina. That's what they wanted to do in California. It's really interesting. And
then, from what I've heard, Lahaina, not much has been done since.
Well, they've blocked
fire.
A whole lot too. Like, you can't see. I mean, yeah. I know the last time I saw, which has been a while, honestly, since I've looked at it, but I know they had like put up privacy fencing so you couldn't see in. Nobody could see in. There was like a no fly zone, which, speaking of the fires in California, Biden flew in there, and they always put temporary flight restrictions over areas where the president is. And so the aircraft that they were using to help fight the fires for hours were put on hold while Biden was in the area. So that's, you know, really
right. Doesn't seem
thoughtful,
prudent
yeah.
in the moment. But they did, just talking about the smart city stuff, I know, and I think we talked about it last year, where it was Colorado tested the, now it was just in homes where people had said, like, I'm okay with you putting this smart meter or whatever. It lowered their monthly cost, but this central authority had more control
regulation
and could tamp down your energy usage at certain times if you had used so much. And so
super hot days,
I don't think that it went over very well.
Right.
And
right.
so you know, just there's definitely stuff like that out there, which I'm sure, you know, you get a population as large as the United States, you're trying to manage energy consumption in a certain manner in a country of people that are used to freedom.
Right.
And I mean, I think they would have a very hard road to try to cram it down people's throats to be subjected to the government controlling their energy.
I think that I agree, unless you are flooded out of your house or burned out of your house and now you have nothing and they go, here's your options. You know, I think that that's, and again, it just go on the World Economic Forum website. I'm telling you, they make it sound really good when they say, what does the year 2030 look like? You own nothing. And you're really happy about it. You're happy because we give you what you need. So, yeah, it's a interesting look into the future, what they would like for the future. They're going to make you happy that they can control everything because they're going to make you miserable until you do it.
Right.
So,
Right. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the world, it is a changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got Donald Trump gaslighting Canada, Donald Trump gaslighting Denmark, Panama, China. I mean, he is just slinging darts before taking office here on January 20th.
It is, and I know it seems like I'm going into the conspiracy zone every time with this, but I did see something the other day where, like, they have a map when they first started talking about the New World Order back, I even forget how long ago it was, but it was like the 40s, I think, when they first started, or the 20s even. It was a long time ago, and they had a map of the world and the sectors that were controlled by which nations, and America, Mexico, Canada, and Greenland were all one unit on that map. Now, again, we're at that place where I don't know if that was real or not, but it was, it's interesting.
Yeah. 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 I mean, Denmark's pretty far from Greenland. Like, I feel like we're just as close to Greenland. I don't know. It's, you know, Trump said that it's national security purposes that we need Greenland. You know, watching Donald Trump for the time that he had been in office previously, I think he likes to throw the smoke bomb in before he goes into the room. So this is like, I'm just going to get everybody confused and wondering what's going on before
throw a hornet's nest in.
Right. Or poke it, at least. Yes. And so that's kind of what I look at this as. Yeah. Like, is he really going to go, like, take Greenland from Denmark? No, but he's probably trying to negotiate something with Denmark. And so this is, like, what I'm going to throw out there and pick a fight, sort of, before we're even at the arena.
Excuse me. I am assuming that Greenland has quite a few natural resources there. I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but
I believe that's what they've been.
Yeah.
What kind of the
in Canada the for background. Sure as well too.
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly that whole thing he's just trying to sort of bolster the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
In Canada, I don't know if that's going to work. I mean, basically, if Canada became a state, we have two more Democratic senators.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it leans not conservative,
right?
In general, so. You know, I don't think, as far as conservative leadership, I don't think Canada becoming part of the U.S. is
not a good thing.
A benefit to that. So just interesting, again, to me that all these corporate leaders and world leaders that didn't want anything to do with Donald Trump before.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and all these guys, all of a sudden they are they're meeting with him at Mar-a-Lago and like donating $1 million to his inauguration celebration, and you know, that I think we just need to be as I use the term, suspiciously optimistic.
Right. Yeah. And definitely, like, I don't know. I think that sometimes, as Christians, sometimes Christians do have a tendency to, like, you can even look at, like, false teachers in Christianity that they can say whatever they want to say and it doesn't really matter. And we just like, oh, but they're a Christian. So they just listen to them and they fall for them. And they, people get led off of the truth of the gospel very easily by these false teachers because they trusted them once. And so now they forever trust them. Mm. And then, you know, as that person goes off course, and I'm not saying that that's what's happening at all. I'm just saying that, as with any, like, you can't just trust somebody once and then forever trust the person, I guess. So, optimistically cautious.
Yeah. Suspiciously.
Yes, that.
Optimistic. Yes. Yeah, always, yeah, just gauging everything that's said and put out there and
laugh a little bit too, because it is funny.
It is a little bit funny. I do find it funny as well. I look at, honestly, as more entertainment.
Yes.
But I do hope that Doge goes up.
For real. Give me a $10 Doge. That would be awesome.
Right.
XRP is looking pretty good too. Yeah. Man, XRP, I've heard some really high numbers with that, and I really hope that does well too.
Well, the nice thing with XRP, we just totally shifted to cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
that was like a hard right, but but anyhow, it is interesting. Shout out to our friend Joe Hess up in Clearfield, Pennsylvania. If you ever want to know anything about cryptocurrency, Joe is the guru.
Uh-huh.
So, and I think he has some gurus he listens to, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, XRP is, they have limited coins out there, basically, which is a huge thing. I mean, that's why Bitcoin goes so high, because there's not an unlimited number of them.
Yeah.
And then they have the platform that banks are already using, the Ripple platform that they use for quicker transfers than happen right now. And XRP is the coin that they use to transfer in.
And so. See, now I've been listening to some people too, and I'm in some crypto because I know that I need to be. I don't understand really too much of it at all, other than it's some sort of, like, basically it's just data, and it's a bunch of data. Mm-hmm. The thing that I've heard with XRP,
don't invest what you can't afford to lose.
Right, for real. Yeah, if you can't afford to lose it, don't invest.
With something like that.
Yeah. So the thing that I've heard with XRP as well is not only that it's limited, but...
And we are not financial advisors.
No,
just to
not
also
at all.
Make that
not
very
at all.
Clear.
No, this is like, I don't spend money too much on anything other than flying, and then I will throw some money into some stocks here and there. But the thing that I've heard with XRP as well is that it gets burned when they use it. I don't know exactly, but
what
that's
that
what some people were talking about,
right.
How basically it is not a always there commodity. It's as it is used, it is, because it's like the data transfer thing. I don't know, but that's why they're saying it may go up really, really, really high.
I read that there are 100 billion of them. 60 some billion are in circulation, and the company is holding 40 some billion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just one of those sort of sidebars of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Not that we are experts, but it does, you know, if we're going to move towards, which I do think the Bible talks about one world currency.
Right.
And that, you know, to buy and sell, it's going to be a single currency throughout the world. And, you know, we're just endlessly printing dollars right now.
Right.
It certainly leads to what you would perceive as somewhat volatile. And
Well, and the dollars, when they're just printed, because a lot of people might think, oh, well, but so are it's electronic money. It's just being printed, basically. It's like just nothing. The fact is, dollars are just being printed, and people work, we transact the money in order for it to gain value. So that's the difference, where with the electronic or digital currency, it is compiling, it's working itself. So the computers are building this currency by compiling data.
That's again, a little hard for me to wrap my head around.
That's my understanding. So the value comes from the data that it is like putting together.
Right.
Where a dollar that's printed, you and I have to work and transact that dollar for it to be valuable. Mm. Is, again, yeah. Not financial advisors.
That's the bottom line. But we are Christians.
Yes.
So in all of this, so much that we talked about today.
A lot.
Yeah. And we're still coming up to the conspiracy zone. I got one. but you know, as Christians, how do we face this? How do we go into a world that a lot of people have no understanding of the foundation of hope or even a need?
Yeah.
Like that, a lot of people just going about their lives and don't even recognize a need for Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're looking at Acts in our small group right now. And it's really interesting how early on in the formulation of the church and as Christianity is spreading through the Jewish nation and into the uttermost parts of the world at that time, that God had these amazing, awe-inspiring events occur that drew people to a crowd where Peter gave a message. First three chapters. In the second chapter, the Holy Spirit comes, they're speaking in tongues, God uses language to draw a crowd of 3,000 that were added to the body of Christ that day and came to know salvation.
Yeah.
And then in the very next chapter, chapter 3, Peter says to the lame man, get up and walk. Yeah. And draws a crowd to the area, and he uses that to preach the gospel. So, you know, we just talked about what are the events in our lives, the interactions we have with people, and how do we allow the Holy Spirit to work like he does, like he did in those situations. So I think that's, again, one of the key points that we always want to come back to when you have a voice or a platform, it's important to be able to put out there to people that there is hope.
Right.
And that's one thing that we always want to stand for on That's Interesting, along with all the other fun stuff we talk about and interesting stuff that we talk about. The bottom line foundation is we have Christ who came to this earth. And just as Peter said, the fact that he was raised from the dead, that was the opportunity right there for the Jewish people to, hey, present Jesus's body, show that he was not raised from the dead.
Right.
But no one could refute that Christ had raised from the dead. But there were lots of disciples with changed lives who were running in fear before Christ was crucified that all of a sudden had a boldness that was unexplainable because they understood the message that Christ came as the sacrifice, the final sacrifice for our sins, so that we could know and come into relationship with a God that desired to have relationship with his creation. And so I think we need to use our platform when we have it available. Reading these two stories shed a new light for me on those athletes that stand up and they're on a huge net and they have 15 seconds
right
to give somewhat of a gospel message.
Yeah.
And I think it's valuable. I think God uses that in that moment, and it just shed a new light on that for me, that God takes those awe-inspiring moments, whether it was a man that had been disabled from birth, or people speaking in languages that they didn't know prior to that, or somebody winning a national championship or whatever, and they take their stand, and the Holy Spirit can use those moments in people's lives. So you know, I think we have to be looking for those moments and praying for God to open our eyes to those times, and thank God for a platform like a podcast that can be silly at some times, fun a lot of times, but that the Spirit can work that way too.
Yep.
So here we are.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Here we are, ready to go into the conspiracy zone now. Uh-huh. Let's do it. So I have heard people claiming that Elon Musk is the actual president and Donald Trump is just second fiddle, basically.
Yeah. I've heard Donald Trump has actually been the one in charge the entire time from the last. There's some crazy stuff I don't know how people go that Elon is the actual president. Now, what I have heard, and I could probably maybe, and this might sound really bad, but you look at Elon Musk, he has a huge platform. He's
close to a trillionaire.
Yeah. He has a huge platform that a lot of people use where he can get out all this information. He has all these things that he is a leader in. You know, he does say a lot of things that, I don't know. The idea, I'll just say it, is that Elon Musk, potentially the false prophet, and Donald Trump, the Antichrist. You know, hey.
Right?
Again, that's where you just...
We just have to be on our guard.
Yeah.
Don't follow people.
No.
Do not follow people. Follow the Bible. That is the source of truth. Everything that you hear, listen with discernment.
Yeah.
Do not just blindly accept what anyone says.
Well,
even us.
Yeah.
Check us. Read the Bible.
Because the Bible talks about how he'll put a mark in your right hand or in your forehead. Mm-hmm. And the thought that Elon is like putting implants in people's brains. Mm. There's interesting stuff. It's interesting that, know.
He is definitely an interesting character and has come very hard onto the world stage.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, basically ran with Donald Trump.
Right.
Like on stage at his campaign rallies and like, not even an elected official, just kind of a, you know, and then kind of threw some money around in the state of Pennsylvania as well for that, what was it, a drawing or something?
It's like $1 million a day or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what he put it out there for, but he was pouring money into the state of Pennsylvania as well. And just be discerning.
Yeah.
Just be like aware of what people are saying. Don't blindly follow anybody.
And the biblical reason for that as well is that the Bible, Jesus, every time he was asked about the end times, which I know there's people that, we already had the end times. Okay.
There's a lot of that out there now.
I've read it a bunch. I'm pretty sure we haven't had the stuff that the Bible talks about.
Right.
And one of the thing that Jesus warned people of four times more than anything else, he literally said four times more than anything else, he would say, don't be deceived. Mm. Don't be deceived. Just watch out that you're not deceived. So that's the biggest thing that we have to look out for. And so always be on guard that you're not being deceived by things and being praying. Hey, Lord, I don't want to be deceived. Of course, knowing the word, that helps you not to be deceived. So being in the Bible as much as you can helps you to not be deceived. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I mean, we are here to exemplify Christ, not in our own power. Our way to do that is being in the word, praying, being connected with other believers, and through that I always tell people the Holy Spirit is when you are saved, when you understand salvation, you have as much of the Holy Spirit as you're going to have.
Yep.
How that displays outside of you depends on what you're feeding your soul with. You know, are you feeding it with the Bible, the Word of God, through prayer, is that how you're feeding it, or are you consuming social media and everything that bombards us on a daily basis? I think when we do that, the Holy Spirit coming out of us comes out through like a coffee straw. But when we are in the Word, when we're praying, when we're connected with other believers, it becomes a pipeline.
Yep.
And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, slow to speak, quick to listen. All of those things are vital for us impacting the world.
Yep.
How God wants us to impact it. So, so in spite of all the things that seem unstable, there is a lot of chaos in the world right now. We have a hope and a foundation that we can come back to.
Yep.
And we're glad to just have the opportunity to sit down and talk to people about what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
So
it's fun. I think it's going to get interesting here in the next few weeks. Actually, we might get some more snow down here next Monday.
That was a little wild. Yeah, that's a topic for another day. But all right. Well, it's been good sitting down again. We'll be back again soon. And hope you all have a great week.
Have a great week.
Uh-huh.
Bye.